The next thing that's important if I'm going to learn to walk wisely is I must have courage to do what God tells me to do. Now, some things that He's going to require of us are not going to be easy. Sometimes when you first hear them, they're going to be fearful. Sometimes you're going to think, oh, God, this couldn't be of you. You wouldn't do that. And the longer you talk to Him, the more you pray, something inside of you keeps growing all the time. You just know that God's in the process. He's in the process of guiding you and leading you in the right way, but you're fearful. And I can imagine, and once in a while, some young person will come up to me and say, well, the Lord's calling me to preach. But let me ask you a question. Where in the world am I going to get sermons every Sunday for the next 40 years? I think about it, I think, well, you know what? I don't know where mine's coming from next week. Don't worry about 40 years, man. There's no way in the world for you to figure that out. God will take care of that. And so oftentimes people refuse to do the will of God because they fear failure. Now, what about this all-wise God? What about this all-powerful God who will enable you, strengthen you no matter what? I'm certain that Joshua didn't think he was very wise from a human perspective to send a bunch of fellows marching around a Jericho wall and thinking the thing's going to fall down. That didn't make any sense at all. And yet God knew what he was going to do. Didn't make much sense to Gideon to get his army down from thousands to 300 to attack the Philistines, but God knew it was a wise thing to do. And you can think about Moses. It wasn't very smart to approach Pharaoh with a stick in his hand, tell him to let 3 million people go. There wasn't much power in that except God was in it. Here's what you have to remember. Not only must I trust God, but I must have the courage to do what He says when I don't understand, when I am fearful. You ask me, well, have you ever done some things you're afraid of? Absolutely. Absolutely. Fearful, yes. But I also knew that it was wiser to fail right in front of people than it was to disobey God. I remember one occasion, and one night I went to this meeting and I knew God sent me there. He wanted to teach me something. I was scared to death. I was fearful. And there were about 5,000 people there, and I knew that what God was telling me, and I didn't like it, and I didn't want to do it, but I knew one thing. I could not walk out of that night knowing that I had disobeyed God out of fear. And God blessed me beyond all of my ability to explain. You can never go wrong obeying Him. Sometimes it'll take courage. This is why He said to Joshua, three times He said it, be strong and of a good courage, be strong and of a good courage, be strong and of a good courage. Why? Because He knew him. And God knows that you and I are human. He knows when we have fears. He knows when we have anxieties, when He tells us to do something. When God, listen, when He challenges us, that doesn't mean every time He challenges us, He's going to give us this beautiful picture of the end results. No. Sometimes we get the picture and we think, oh, dear Lord. And I can remember when I knew I had to come to Atlanta, and my picture of Atlanta was not pleasant at all. I just knew when I was down praying one day, I saw this big dark cloud over Atlanta. I'd never been to Atlanta. I'd just flown over it, so I knew what the skyline looked like, and I was down praying. Just like just for a moment, I saw this dark cloud over it. Well, I certainly have had my stormy times, but you know what? I wouldn't be any other place in the world. And God doesn't promise us we'll have no storms. He doesn't promise us things will be. He promises to walk with us. And because He's walking with us, what did he say to Joshua? He said, I will be with you. I will be with you in this. Listen, there are no words that bring me more comfort in life when I'm facing any challenge than these. I will be with you. You know what that means? Omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresence, all-wise, unconditional, loving God who's made many promises. Every single one of them belongs to His children. And this is the kind of God who will walk with me. What do I have to fear? Fear not, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. If I'm going to learn to walk wisely, I must learn to be courageous. Well, how do you learn to be courageous? Being fearful and learning how to deal with it. You don't learn to be courageous simply reading the Word of God. You learn to be courageous by doing what God tells you to do, experiencing the fear, and watching God bring you through that. What happens? And this is why you don't expect a person who's just been saved to have a lot of courage and a lot of faith and all the rest, because it takes time. God builds, listen, He builds knowledge into our minds. He builds strength into our life. He builds our faith. He builds our courage. He builds these things into our very being so that what we are is the result of the way, listen, what we are is the result of the way we've been responding to God in circumstances all of our life. So the older we get in life, the longer we live, the greater our faith should be, the stronger our faith, the more courage we ought to have. Things should not bother us that used to bother us. Why? Because we've learned to walk wisely. And walking in wisdom says, I know that my God is, he has always the best way, and whatever his way is, I know this for certain. He and all of his omnipotence and his love is going with me every single step of the way. What do you think he said in the Great Commission? He said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, discipling them. He says, I'll be with you all the way, even to the end of this age. You're not going anywhere without me. You want to learn to walk wisely? You must be courageous. You must be willing to be strong in the Lord. Not strong in our flesh, strong in the Lord. What does he say in Ephesians chapter 6? Be strong in the Lord in the power of his might. God wants us to have courage because he knows he's going to challenge us to do some things that would naturally, normally cause fear in a person.